savings account, that that made their insurance company have no increase. I don't know, they'd have to have the claims explained.
Right. It would have just been, they had a very good claims year. I mean, you know, we've got some groups this year that are, I've got one that has no increase, that just because they had a really, really good year. Obviously, unfortunately, Taney County's not in the same spot.
They left that part out.
It's certainly, people move to an HSA in hopes to try to change behaviors and get people to use the plan in a more, how would I put it?
Proactive way.
There's different data points on the effectiveness of that. A lot of times, guys, honestly, it can just be a little bit of luck. I mean, you, even with an HSA, even with the staff doing well, even if you don't have major claims, the average increase for groups this year is still right at 10%. You guys are kind of really right in the mark, but when the average is 10, some are getting 20, and some are getting zero.
And as you know, there'd be much that we wouldn't know when you just make that statement, we had no increase. There could be that their deductible is so high, it's so much that it would stop the employee from having a certain test done. They simply wouldn't have the money or so forth.
Yeah.
There could be a lot more factors in it that we aren't privy to.
Yeah, we didn't discuss specifics on what they were doing. They were just...
Yeah.
When do you need to know on this?
Well, in a perfect world, now look back at your HR department here, as soon as possible. We do need to get a decision so that we can build the portal, the electronic portal that we started last year. And that process takes 15 business days from when we get a decision from you guys. And so we're already pressing into Thanksgiving holidays. I understand deer season is a national holiday here at Taney County. So we've got some things to work around. So as soon as possible would be the answer.
You mean it's not everywhere else?
It is unique to have to work around that compared to some other places. Although I am a deer hunter, so I get
it. I mean, I don't know that we're prepared. We haven't discussed it. I think we were mainly wanting numbers. Mm-hmm. To look at our overall budget. That's one of our biggest expenses, and our biggest increase from year to year is insurance costs.
Yeah, well, typically the second highest cost behind payroll for an entity. So, well, and so from that perspective, it's to the pleasure of the commission as to whether you want to try to take action or whether you want to delay. We'll work with it however.
I mean, is a week going to mess you guys up?
We'll figure it out. I mean, if you need the week, I get it. This is a big rock. So if that's what you need, then that's what we'll do.
I just know we have our work session coming up. We're going to be dealing with
contracting personnel.
Well, I mean, talking about executives as much as just overall budget. We're starting the budget discussions, and so we can talk about it there.
Okay. Well, moving on, and this gets easier. The next page is dental, and your current carrier wanted a 24% increase, and we've got a couple of other bids that were in the same ballpark. However, MetLife was willing to give us a 10% decrease. Now, on one hand, we would probably look at that a little cross-eyed, getting bids that are significantly higher from multiple carriers. However, they're offering a second-year rate cap of 6% if we were to take that, and if we move the vision program to them, which would be a recommendation, then we would have a 6% renewal rate cap on the dental for the third year as well.
Is MetLife, is that going to affect any of our employees as far as where they have services done?
It will, and actually when we talked with HR, gosh, it was Wednesday of last week, we were talking about iMed, which is another carrier. However, in doing the research and going through a couple of things about MetLife. Number one, they have both Ozarks Family Vision and the Vision Clinic, which are two widely utilized optometrists by the staff. And then they have more of the box stores. They don't have them all. Nobody has everybody. But as far as network and price and just overall benefit, and then the 3 years' worth of rate guarantees, they look to be the best option. And at -10 on the dental versus everybody else, it's
That's on the vision you said as far as where, what about dental?
Well, dental is the negative 10. On the vision, no. What the only thing that gets us is...
As far as where they can...
They're going to go ahead and give us a rate cap for that third year on the dental. That's their sweetener to get us to move the vision over to them.
Right, I'm just saying that, that on the dental, have we not had issues
where
in...
the patient needs to go to? Are they going to be able to stay in Forsyth?
Yeah, because wasn't there some issues in the last few years about with the dental network. Being out of network or whatever? So with this...
Here within Forsyth, I think the majority is out of network. But their prices are typically so much lower, you don't notice the price difference. You pay the same copay usually.
Okay. And then MetLife will still be same? I mean, it'll...
Yeah, they have Ozarks Family Vision, which I know has a branch here. They have the Vision Clinic, which is
dental.
On 248 in Branson. Yeah.
Dental.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm missing again. With MetLife, they are current similar to your current plan. They are an open access panel, so they will allow you to go anywhere. To what Don said, the payment for that basically pays very similar to all of these pay on the 90th percentile is what it says. So it is designed to be commensurate with your current plan,
okay.
If that's the question.
That's the question. So then do you want a motion or you just want direction?
If you want to handle the dental, we can do that. Sure.
I'm good with, I mean, I'm ready to go ahead and award it to MetLife for you guys. Move to utilize MetLife option one for 2018 dental coverage.
And that's a, you know, we have a motion. Any further discussion?
And the reasoning, tell me, because I need to absorb it all, the reasoning is...
It's a 10% decrease of what we currently have, isn't it? So that means it's a 34% decrease of what we would have if we stayed the same.
Compared to the renewal, yes, sir.
And we're not losing any of the benefits. There's no...
Or the provider in the providers.
It is designed to be basically overlay your current plan. I mean, that none of them are 100% acting all the same as far as what they pay for a certain procedure or whatever, but very, very close. Our agency has a significant amount of business with MetLife, and I can tell you that they've performed very well in this area compared. I mean, Assurance, a good carrier, Genworth, too, but...
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Moving on to the life insurance.
You want to look at the vision since we've already talked about it?
We can. Now, this is a voluntary product, so it depends on if the commission wants to approve it or not. Some of the people I work with, they approve it. Sometimes, since it's a voluntary thing, they let the employees choose. But
so would the employees be able to choose between MetLife and the VCD?
No, sir.
Okay, so we need to decide if we're going to do VCD versus
go with
MetLife.
VCD versus MetLife. As you can see, the MetLife proposal is 32.46% below what the VCD is. Again, we have verified they do have the local optometrists in-network, as well as some of the box stores that, frankly, VCD does not. And so from a network standpoint, it's better. The benefits match up very closely. They're not identical, but they are very, very similar with the two. And the big sweetener to the pot there is it gives us the 6% rate cap for the third year for the dental.
Well, it's also coming in at 32.5% less than our current.
Correct.
I guess is there any reason why we wouldn't? Don, do you have any?
I had asked to get the companies that come on the box force was more affordable for the employees, and this one does cover that. It's a lot of Pearl Vision, Walmart, and stuff like that. So I think with the rate being lower, that's kind of fits all that.
Move to award the vision coverage to MetLife for 2018.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That leaves the life insurance. You guys have enjoy a really, really good rate currently on your life insurance relative to some other folks. It's about 60% of what the target is for your current carrier, Dearborn National. So they're trying to get part of that back. They're looking for a 14.74% increase. MetLife was the only one that would proffer a bid. Other carriers said they couldn't even get down to that level. So that being said, it's obviously a very small portion of your overall budget when it comes to your employee benefits. It's in the hundreds of dollars as far as what the total price increase is. But goes from a 14.74% increase to 20 cents total from 17.7 cents per thousand. The also included with Dearborn National is your optional life, long-term disability, and short-term disability, and they're offering a flat renewal on all of those coverages. And because your participation is fairly low in those other voluntary options, other carriers aren't willing to come in and ride it. So it's those are coming in with no increase.
Recommendations for just to stick with the Dearborn National with the renewal?
Yes, sir.
I'd make the motion we stay with Dearborn National for the life insurance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I trust that you at all had gotten the information on the medical that I'd sent last week. If you need any help or any discussion or anything else for it, then obviously you know how to get a hold of me.
Is there anything that we're missing as far as, is there any other, I don't want to say creative, but the HSA, and you said there's another type of fund. Is there anything like that out there that's available that we need to look at, or? We pretty much have everything we need to make a decision.
This, you know, HSAs are a different animal. Typically, you would want to have a little longer educational period to engage the staff with those, because basically it becomes a high deductible health plan where the only thing that's covered up front are wellness type visits. And then in lieu of typically, what employers will do if they go with an HSA is there's a lower premium for those, right, because they have a high deductible and don't pay anything up front. But then the county would fund money back into the health savings account of the individual employees, and then they would use those dollars until they were expended for health care, and then whatever the difference is between the deductible and what went into that HSA account, then they would have to pay out of their pocket. They also have the opportunity to pay into the HSA account along with the county, if that was the case. And the county doesn't have to pay into it, but in most cases, that's what
that's the benefit.
Right. But it is a little longer tail educational piece than I would recommend as we sit here basically the 1st of November to go with something like that. We have talked about wellness programs and or tobacco is a good example, is a surcharge that many employers put on to their staff if they're tobacco users. Some employers have more robust wellness programs where they have different, you know, they have to engage in a health risk assessment.